will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble wobble jelly on a plate?
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Yes, it's Friday, it's quiz time. Let's get quizzical. The score at the moment is nil all. That's because we haven't begun. Welcome to SBS The Feed's Michael Hing. Michael.
Hello.
Oh, good. Michael's
always
overcome.
Good to start. Always good to start with a score update before the game has begun.
Well, I thought I'd just
to remind everyone that no one's beginning with points.
I wanted to mix this up a bit. Comedian Debbie Lardner joins us as well.
Hello.
Round of applause.
Yay. Clap.
All right.
I don't have hands. So it's really fun to get on someone. Michael Hing is my friend, and I know he's quite intelligent. It's really cool that you've gotten the dumbest person in Melbourne Comedy Festival to come in and go head-to-head with him.
This is the expectations game. Demi's already here lowering expectations like that. Oh, I'm real dumb. I'm the real idiot here.
I don't know anything, Hing. You know this.
Me, I'm just feeling utterly psyched out, so I'm not going to score nothing. All right, here we go. Round one. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
There were a number of very emotional valedictory speeches in Parliament this week. Liberal MP Christopher Payne, he once had to get his own what? Michael, can you fill in the beep?
I don't have a log cabin story like so many people in this place. Although I once did have to get my own for gin and tonic, which I'm... No.
Michael?
It's one of those things where the beep makes that sound so much more disgusting than it actually
was. Sounds all two Roddies, doesn't it?
I believe he's talking about a citrus fruit. I believe he was saying lemon.
Woohoo!
Victory!
Yeah.
That's the longest sting I've ever heard in my life.
Victory is yours, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Demi.
Can we get a score update?
Demi. Yeah, what's the score update?
Stop it. Demi.
Yeah?
Who quoted a Leonard Cohen song in his Farewell to Parliament? This was the song.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Who quoted him? I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay.
All right. Here is that clue.
Okay.
See? It's cryptic. I think you'll have to agree.
That's the worst clue. He just gave me the double bird.
Terrible clue.
For everybody listening.
Here it is.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Debbie.
Well, that is Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss, I believe.
That's
score update.
The length of the sting is really humiliating.
It's pretty good. It sort of really rubs your face in it. The answer was, of course, Labor Senator Doug Cameron.
Oh, that man who I know.
Hey, Michael, would you like a score update?
All right, let's go for it.
Yeah,
can I guess? Is it nil all still?
No.
Oh, wait a second. I got a point.
Yeah.
Sucked in, Debbie.
It's Michael 1, Debbie nil. Michael, round 2. What did Barnaby Joyce's ex, Natalie, win this week?
Oh, I saw this because of the kind of the gross media coverage around it.
Mm-hmm.
She won some sort of, was it some sort of bodybuilding competition, I believe.
Yeah.
Was it?
Okay, you've been given the points.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, producers. Yeah. I saw a story, and actually Demi and I were talking about this, and Demi made the point, Well, Demi, I should probably make you make the point. His ex was referred to as having a quote unquote revenge body. And Demi, you made a very interesting point about this.
Yeah, that is just it's this most sexist whack term I've ever heard. Like anything that you do to improve yourself after leaving a man is like, oh, she's getting back at him.
You're talking about the woman who just won Miss Fitness Model Mama.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, but it's like why do we imagine that she's doing this for her ex and not just doing it for herself?
About.
Yeah, exactly. It's a weird vibe
because she was quoted saying that maybe a bit. Anyway,
oh okay,
really?
It's
okay,
still, there we go. Right.
Still, well, hey, the point stands. Okay, Demi.
Yes.
Who is PM Scott Morrison imitating here?
Mm.
Very nice. Very nice.
What is going on?
Is it?
Is it?
Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss. Is it? Is it?
That's closer than you think.
Yeah? Is it Borat?
Hey!
right.
Yes, the Nass.
That's the worst impression I've ever heard.
It's a whole... Oh, goodness me.
There's a whole lot of other Borat gear that Scott Morrison could have used that might have got him into deep trouble, I suspect.
Yes, indeed.
Round three. Michael, how good are your numbers?
I know all of them.
All right. What's the budget surplus minus the number of retiring MPs?
The budget surplus?
That's not actually the question.
What?
here's another one for you. Who held the position of Federal Treasurer on March 11, 1983?
Goodness me.
That's a bit cruel.
Oh, man.
We've got to race through it. I have no idea. I wasn't born then, so let me tell you, I do not have a recollection.
Come on, stab in the dark.
Was it Paul Keating? Was it?
I'll do the. Yeah, you were. You were right. Oh, yeah, okay, you got that. Demi.
Yeah.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been accused of ripping off an idea for his budget motto, Back in Black. From whom?
Wait, is it the most obvious? Wait.
I don't know.
Amy Winehouse? No, that's Back to Black. AC/DC? Is it Daniel Sloss? Is it Borat?
What does a head desk look like on radio? It was, in fact...
It's not right.
See, I would have taken AC/DC as the answer, but the cruel producers here want former New Zealand PM John Key, who used the same code in 2014.
That is so unfair, though. It's totally also AC/DC.
But you can have a point. You can have a point.
Can I have a point?
Yes!
Excellent.
And that
Great
means
work,
that Michael has three and Demi has two. Mm. Round four, Michael, who announced their official... What? Who announced their official Instagram page this week? That doesn't even make sense. But
who
go
announced
on.
Their official? I know. I'm sure a lot of people did. To be honest,
yeah.
That's quite right.
Is kind of get a category of person, or is this just
famous
living?
Maybe it's. Is it the royals? Did Harry and Meghan do it?
Oh yes. Why, yes. And it's not Meghan. Meghan.
Oh, Meghan.
And they said this, welcome to One's official Instagram. One looks forward to sharing the work that drives one, the causes one supports. No, it actually was all we and stuff. They talk like real human beings. Harry and Meghan, they're just like us. Demi, multiple choice.
Oh, no.
Are the royals Prince Harry and Meghan Markle A, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, B, the Duke and Duchess of Kent, or C, the Duke and Duchess of Greenwich?
Oh, my gosh. I think... is it Kent?
Is it what?
Is it Kent? Is it B? Is it Kent? Is that what you...
Oh, damn it!
I don't know anything!
You got any ideas on this, Michael?
I actually have no idea about that. And also, I don't really know... I think it's one of those things that doesn't affect my life at all.
You can't express just quite how much you don't care?
Not that I don't care.
I care a lot.
I care a lot. The answer is, of course, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Off with their heads! Round five, Michael.
Yes?
Which famous frontman will have a heart valve replaced in New York, postponing a US tour of his band? Here is a clue.
You can't always get what you want.
I heard he was in hospital.
Yeah.
I imagine you've got to go to hospital to get one of these. I believe it's Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
Woo-hoo!
mean, that does sound like you're cheering that he's ill, which I want to be clear we're not doing.
Okay.
An idiot with a bad heart.
Demi. Oh,
yes. Poor
guy. How old is Mick Jagger?
I literally thought you were about to ask how old I was.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. But it really, the tone seemed that. Mick Jagger seems like, I mean, he could be like,
okay,
he could be 50 on. Or 90.
Here you go. Is he A, 45?
Oh.
Is he B, 75?
Mm.
Or is he C, 78?
Yeah. Oh, I reckon 78. 70. Oh! 75? Is it 75?
Yeah, it's for 75.
Oh, I was so close.
Score check.
Yes.
Michael,
4.
Woo! Demi, 2.
Michael, do you want to pull our points and we can both win?
Absolutely. I'm happy to share my points with you.
So this is the final round.
Okay.
So if you pull your points, then you're both on 6.
Hey.
Which means that round 6 is really important because either of you could win.
This is a tiebreaker.
Okay, Michael.
Somehow, yes.
We said we weren't going to drill too deeply into the budget thing, but the monies that Pollies get to spend on themselves, that is something we can talk about. How much is a federal politician's daily travel allowance? Is it A, $100 a day, B, $325 a day, or C, $288 a day?
I believe that it's the same as a week that you would get on Newstart allowance, which is about $40 a day. So I think it must be $288, I think.
Mm.
That's my guess.
Oh, what a weird roundabout way to...
Isn't that gross, though, that politicians are getting more than people who are the most unfortunate in Australia, the most disenfranchised... Anyway, sorry, this is... Sorry for the ABC, can't be political.
Something's like any one day for a politician is like an entire week of unemployment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
They get the same amount in a day as comedian Sam Campbell.
All right, Demi, at the moment you're one behind.
Yes.
But you can catch up and draw.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm going to win.
Which famous or infamous figure has been accused of cheating at golf?
Oh, my God. Who cares?
No, this is a very... This is a big
not
one.
A bad answer.
Oh, gosh. And this... Wait, can I have just one clue?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it, though.
I can't think of a clue that won't give it to you.
It's the most gross and famous person in the world, Demi.
Time is running out.
Really? Is it Trump?
Oh!
Yes. Oh! Hey! Thank you, Hing.
There you go.
We did it, everyone.
That means...
Me and Hing won.
After 6 exciting rounds, let's get quizzical. The scores are Michael Hing, 7... Demi Lardner, 7.
Yay!
That's pretty exciting. How do we do that? How do we make that happen, you two?
I'm so charming.
There you go. That's exciting. We learned a few things. We learned a lot, I'd like to think. SBS The Feed's Michael Hing was with us. Comedian Demi Lardner.
Thank you.
She was with us too.